The idea of building a road is pretty straightforward. You build a path and let vehicles go on the path. The reality, of course, is way more complicated. How many lanes does the road need, and in which directions? Which signs are necessary, and which are distracting? Does the road make it too hard for vehicles to get through, or does it actually make it too easy? How roads are designed and how we might design them better is the topic for the Science Cafe discussion this Wednesday night at Killarney's Irish Pub in Nashua. The moderator is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey there.
It's an understatement to say what goes into a road makes a huge difference. Where you put stoplights and intersections can slow traffic to a crawl or make it fly by, depending on where those elements are placed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like everybody else, I hate my commute, and I know that if only those idiots had done it slightly differently, it'd be great. And so we figured that'd be a terrific topic for Science Cafe. There is a whole host, as I've already learned in talking about and preparing for the cafe, there's a whole host of software that are out there that are being developed that are specifically for, well, various kinds of civil engineering planning, but roads and transportation in particular, you know, names like TransCAD and Synchro, which is my favorite. That's a good name.
It's very villainous sounding.
It is, exactly. And planners use this, and we're going to have a couple folks from the Nashua Regional Planning Commission, which is sort of this multi-town body. There's five or six regional planning commissions in the state that help out towns with larger scale planning.
Now, these software programs that are used to test out different scenarios, they all run off of what's called GIS. And we know that best because it also fuels the maps that we use on our smartphones and on our
fuels amazing amount of everything. Geographic Information System, I believe is what GIS stands for. And it's basically a way to link the real world into software. It's latitude, longitude markers is kind of the easiest way for me to think of it anyway, is that so, you know, when you put down a house, you know that it's in the same place as the underlying layer of the aquifer and the slope of the land and the type of soils and all that kind of stuff that's important in planning where to put roads and all that.
Now, ideally, you would put a road design through one of these programs and work out the kinks, and then you'd have the ideal road design, and that's what would go in on the ground. But not every road ends up with its ideal design. Why not?
Yeah, well, we're not going to even be talking about things like money, which is the real complicating factor. But above and beyond that, there's just choices to be made. I mean, there's no such thing as the perfect road. For example, portions of my commute can be on Route 101A down in the Sauhegan Valley, and it exists where it is because of where the aquifer lying underneath it was, and therefore where the farms were built, and therefore where the dirt roads were put initially when the first Europeans came out here, and before that, where the Indians had passed and where animals travel. And so there was historically had to be there anywhere. So it's not like you could pick it up and move it, you know, a quarter of a mile to the north because it'd be more efficient according to the computer.
Do planners who have these types of software at their disposals ever snap and develop a god complex? I mean, a person of lesser character could become intoxicated with the power of placing things in our lives, sort of like we're the little people in the game of SimCity and they're the overlord putting everything where it goes.
We will have to. I hadn't thought of that. We'll ask them that at Science Cafe. You mean like they say, I know that this would be a terrible place for a stoplight, but I'm going to recommend it anyway so I can go down and laugh
right
every morning when people back up. I hope not.
David, thanks so much.
You bet.